All right, we are live here with a Schloss rant live from the Philadelphia suburbs, July 29th, 2003. And we're really getting back into these podcasts here. We put two out this week. We're coming at you with another one. And for some reason, whatever the case might be, I keep forgetting to talk about topics either that I wrote down or that I said that I'd mention in an episode and I never get to it. But somehow this topic escaped me from the last podcast that we did. And I think this is a really important topic in terms of college athletics. And it's the Pac-12, the Big 12, and even the Big 10 is tied into this as well. And what really spearheaded this discussion that kind of percolated in my mind is that Colorado is leaving the Pac-12 to join the Big 12, a conference where they had been previously before their realignment coming over with Utah. And Colorado, they haven't mattered this much in the grand scheme of college sports since their 1990 split national title. The whole world of college sports is talking about this move of them going back to the Big 12. And if you weren't aware, the conference they're coming from, the Pac-12, they don't have a TV contract up and ready to go. And the main driver behind this is the fact that UCLA and USC screwed the conference of the Pac-12 over because they wanted a bigger piece of the TV pie. I hope that USC and UCLA, for what they're doing, forcing a conference that I love, a conference that I was in college for, a conference that I lived near one of the schools for 10 years to break up, all because they're greedy and they want a bigger TV deal. And honestly, I hope that UCLA and USC, I hope they never win a title in basketball or in football or in anything of significance. That goes for any type of Big Ten titles, Big Ten tournament titles, anything, conference championship for the regular season with the Big Ten, because they don't belong in those conference in the Big Ten. I hope that their players enjoy going from that warm, moderate, even Southern California climate, UCLA over there in Westwood, USC, closer to the airport there, LAX that is. I hope they enjoy taking trips to towns like State College, Pennsylvania, and East Lansing, Michigan, because they ruined a conference that I think they had a strong model. Pac-12 after dark, everyone knows about that, the crazy endings that would occur. I mean, I even loved this conference when there was 10 teams and you'd play 9 conference games and there was really no way of hiding out on any of the other teams in the conference. And what they did, USC and UCLA, they broke up this conference because who's ever negotiating with the Pac-12, it doesn't matter as much when you don't have UCLA, one of the most storied basketball programs, also produced players in the NFL such as Troy Aikman. USC, arguably the most storied football program of all time, even if they're not the best, even if Bama's the best. But those two teams going over the Big Ten, taking the money, getting a bigger piece of that TV deal, like I said, it ruined it for everyone. Other things that I loved with the Pac-12, honestly, everyone had a natural travel partner. Even once Colorado and Utah joined, you'd have those 2 games in 3 days from a basketball season standpoint, and the road trips just made sense. So if you were Colorado, for example, you went to play Arizona and Arizona State and you'd stay over in between. You'd go play Washington and Washington State. It just made sense. But instead, again, UCLA and USC absolutely ruined this for everyone. You think about the Pac-12 conference also. I mean, this was one of the only conferences that really revolved around big cities, and they blew it up. Think about it. Phoenix, you've got ASU, Tempe borders Phoenix, right? LA, you've got UCLA and USC within Los Angeles County. You've got University of Washington in Seattle. The San Francisco, San Jose, the greater Bay Area, you had Stanford and Cal. This isn't like talking, Georgia in the SEC is close to Atlanta, maybe an hour away. Like, no, these are teams that were right up in these major cities, these major West Coast cities. Even Colorado, it's not in Denver, but it's 40 miles. It's not 60 miles like Athens to Atlanta, like I just mentioned. This was a conference with big time cities involved, and somehow poor leadership of the Pac-12 made it impossible to get a TV deal done that would be profitable for USC and UCLA leaving. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not mad at Colorado for doing what they needed to do, because it was UCLA and USC that led down the road for us to be here. And honestly, you got Pac-12 releasing statements on Twitter. You got one of the guys that works for the Pac-12 Network, Yogi Roth, saying the conference is going to be fine. I don't believe a darn thing that they're saying. Believe the opposite that they're saying. They're just trying to save face. They're saying, oh, we have this great plan. We can't really talk about it. There's no plan. There is absolutely no plan. The conference failed to come up with any type of plan to put it in a place of financial prosperity and put it in a place where they'd be on an even playing field with other Power Five leagues. Honestly, this conference, they couldn't even get their office situation organized properly. There was a report, I think it was last year or maybe earlier this year, where the Pac-12 was paying for office space to the tune of $8 million per year on a lease. $8 million. The SEC, they were paying less than $350,000. I get that San Francisco was an expensive place to be. I do. But this conference didn't even have the wherewithal to do like most other Californians when they say, this price ain't worth it. And they didn't have the wherewithal to go to Phoenix, to go to Vegas, and do the smart, prudent financial thing. Because it just goes to show you how disorganized the league is. And the disorganization has led to a thing being broken up that not just me, but other people love the conference. Go ask Bill Walton how much he loves the Conference of Champions. That guy was out there on national TV with ESPN, not just doing Pac-12 network games, out there with ESPN championing the conference. And you blew it. Absolutely blew it. I mean, touching back on Yogi Roth's statement, this is from his Twitter, quote, a lot of dialogue around the Pac-12 and been asked what I think. Simply, I think the league will stay together, sign a legit media rights deal, expand, win, and be in a good place moving forward. To the fans worried, take a breath, enjoy the weekend, and trust your league will stay together. I can't trust him. No one believes that they have a plan because they haven't had a plan. We remember Larry Scott running this league into the ground. And I know there's a different guy in there, but we all remember it. We all remember it. Honestly, the only good thing that the Pac-12 has done as a whole in recent memory has been really with the organization of the Pac-12 men's basketball tournament, moving that from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, or whatever it's called now, to either MGM Grand in Las Vegas, and now to one of the most beautiful arenas I've ever been to, the T-Mobile Center there on the south end of the Las Vegas Strip on Las Vegas Boulevard. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. And honestly, UCLA, USC, I get it. It makes sense to take the money. Like, I can't even hate on those schools taking the money. But if you think about it, the most popular sport that we have in the American sporting landscape is the NFL. And why is the NFL so popular? Well, it's not just because of fantasy and FanDuel and DraftKings and all that. No, you have to be a historian to at least understand that the NFL is so popular because Wellington Mara, the owner of the New York Football Giants, agreed for the sake of the league to split TV profits evenly with Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's a guy who did this back in the 1960s. He had the brains to realize it's not just about me making the most money. It's about the wellness of the league. Because UCLA, USC, they are synonymous with the Pac-12. No one's going to care about them in the Big Ten. They're just another schools with Ohio State, with Michigan. You're joining their league. Honestly, you think about it, in the 1960s, the wherewithal to just say, I'm going to split the money with the Packers, with these other smaller type of markets, with the Baltimore Colts. I mean, Baltimore was a little bit bigger of a city, but you get the idea. It's not as small as Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay at the time probably didn't even have as many people living there as Astoria, one neighborhood in Queens, or Williamsburg in Brooklyn has right now. But USC and UCLA just said, we're going to gobble up every little bit of money that we can. Broke up the conference. So now we shift this, because I'm an alum of the University of Arizona. We shift this discussion really here to what Arizona should do. There's one spot left for the Big 12, and the Big 12 is going to expand to 14 teams. They added teams like BYU and UCF and teams like that, all right? And the Big 12, they at one point looked like they were ready to flip over, but now it's the Pac-12 that looks like they're on life support. And this is a tricky decision, but I think it's the right decision. Arizona needs to turn their backs on Arizona State. And I understand they're both public schools. I understand that there's different rules with the Board of Regents and whatever the case might be, and directors and chancellors and all sorts of different levels of government. All right, but the right thing to do is go join the Big 12. Go take care of yourself. You think about Arizona and Arizona State as far as it being a rivalry, quote unquote. I've never thought that this was any type of big time rivalry, at least in the traditional sense. ASU, they're capable of picking off the U of A in hoops once in a while on their floor at Wells Fargo or whatever it's called now. They're capable. I've been there probably 5-6 times when they've done it. Seemingly when I was in Arizona, every single time that I would go to that old stadium, Wells Fargo, and it smelled old, it looked old. It was nothing like the pristine palace that is the McHale Center. But ASU beat them every single time. I never saw U of A win, and I think it was 5 or 6 times that I went there. In I don't think I went when I was in school, so let's call it a 10-year period. I probably went 5 or 6 times. So it's not a traditional rivalry, but outside of that, when U of A beats ASU, they run them into the ground. They beat them into submission. It's not close. It's never been close. So it's not a rival. Football-wise, because those are really the two big sports, obviously, ASU's better, there's no doubt, but it's not astronomically, and Arizona's a basketball school anyway. And I understand it's tough to turn your back on, you know, your natural partner, so to speak. But go look at going from the Big 12 to the SEC, Oklahoma and Texas. Oklahoma turned their back on Oklahoma State. All right. And my dad's an alum of Oklahoma State. So I know all about Bedlam. I know all about the Red River rivalry between OU and Texas. All right. I grew up with this stuff. But they turned their back. They had no problem turning their back on Oklahoma State. Arizona is as big of a basketball school as OU is a football school. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Arizona needs to turn their back on Arizona State. And I understand it's tough to do. This is similar. If any of you are Friends fans out there, the TV show Friends, and I'm not the biggest Friends guy. I'm more of a Seinfeld, King of Queens, How I Met Your Mother, but I've seen Friends a handful of times through, and I understand. But this is similar to the Friends episode after Ross says Rachel's name at the altar instead of Emily's name. All right. And Emily's like kind of in hideout, and she finally calls Ross and she's like, I'll come back to New York, but you got to cut Rachel out. And Ross, this is a tough decision for him because he wants to still maintain the friendship with Rachel. After all, they were dating, whatnot. But for Arizona in this situation, here's the parallel. Arizona's got a lot of history with ASU. It's the oldest rivalry where they award a trophy, the Territorial Cup. There's been a lot of good times. You've been in the same league, whether be in the Pac-12 or I don't even remember the name. The old, I don't think it was, no, it wasn't the Southwest Conference. Those were the schools in Texas. But whatever the league was before they were in the Pac-12, they've been together. They've been in the leagues together. They've had all sorts of good times. They've played each other every year in football. They played each other twice a year in basketball, sometimes three times when you look at the Pac-12 tournament. But in order to do what's best and make your program at Arizona financially stable to continue to be the big-time basketball school that you are, you need to leave ASU behind. You need to go to the Big 12. U of A is a basketball school, no doubt about it. Everyone knows that. Getting yourself in the same conference as Kansas, who's very similar to you in the fact that your football teams leave a lot to be desired, getting yourself in the Big 12 is what works best for you. Now, it'll stink to lose the Pac-12 tournament. Being there in Las Vegas, if you've ever been there, it's an amazing scene, whether it was at MGM Grand Garden Arena, whether it was at T-Mobile, it's an amazing scene. Pretty much the entire city of Las Vegas turns into Tucson North. And it's Arizona fans everywhere, and there's everyone walking around in red and blue because Vegas is Wildcat country. It's not Sun Devil country, and I don't really think they care that much about UNLV. I mean, maybe they do, but for that one week, Vegas is Wildcat country. So it'll stink to join the Big 12 and play in Kansas City for the tournament. I've never been to Kansas City, and I think it's Kansas City, Missouri, where that tournament is at. And it'll be weird to, you know, kind of have different, maybe new rivalries with schools like Texas Tech. Houston, they played in the NCAA tournament a couple of years ago. TCU, same deal. So it'll be weird, but it's the right move. There's no reason in staying behind and in the Pac-12 that's sinking, and there's no reason to feel bad because UCLA did this, USC did this, and even to a certain extent, Colorado did it. And you'll have kind of a rival, a state that you border with Colorado, to still be able to play there. And honestly, in terms of what to do about leaving ASU, you can schedule them, do non-conference, do it every year. I mean, South Carolina and Clemson, I believe, they're in different leagues, SEC and ACC. I think they play each other every year. Schedule it every year so you play ASU. It just won't be a conference game, but I think that's okay. It's time to move on. You can't sit there idle and stay in the Pac-12. Like I said before, the Pac-12 had no backup plan. San Diego State and maybe UNLV, they should have been brought into the fold a while ago. They should have done something. The person at the top running the conference should have had a better TV deal in place than waiting on ESPN to agree because ESPN pulled out, or trying to go to something called ION, which I believe shows reruns of Law & Order SVU. It's okay to admit that the conference is done and it's failing. Get out of there. There's one spot left because if you don't take it, Arizona State might try to take it, Utah might try to take it, Oregon might even try to take it. Get out, go take the spot in the Big 12, develop new rivalries. For me, and this is a little bit of a selfish reason, it'll be great because Oklahoma State's in that league. And like I mentioned earlier, my dad's an Oklahoma State alum. That'll be great. The most eastward bound Big 12 school is West Virginia. For me, no longer being in Arizona, being here in the Philadelphia area, that's doable for a quick overnight to go watch Arizona play West Virginia. I don't have to go up to, you know, a neutral site type of game if they're at MSG or in Brooklyn. I don't think they've ever played at the Barclays Center, but you get the idea. They hold these preseason type of tournaments. So from a selfish standpoint, I think it's great. Get this done with the Big 12. 1 year from now, you can join the Big 12, start anew. The football team in Arizona is continuing to build. They were close to bowl eligibility last year, but go get yourself within a league for basketball, especially when you're playing Kansas. I mean, because that game, that 9 o'clock Eastern time, Big 12 matchup of the night following the Big 10 in college basketball Monday night, those are great. I grew up with that, watching Oklahoma State play in those, watching Kansas play in those. So do the right thing. Join the Big 12. The Pac-12 is a sinking ship. Schlossrant Live, Philadelphia suburbs. We'll see you later, everyone.